Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to the Adia Talks podcast. My name is Mo Adia. I am your host on this podcast, where we are all about helping you be the best version of yourself and live your life as God intended. We have yet another great episode today, so I want you to stay tuned, grab a notebook, a pen, a drink, and let us chat about what is on the agenda today. Hello, hello people. Welcome to another episode of the Adia Talks podcast. I am so glad to have you on. Welcome. Thank you for all our listeners. Thank you and shout out to all our new listeners. Thank you for tuning into this podcast. If you are new to this podcast, hi. If you are a faithful listener or you've listened a couple of times, hey, I hope you're doing good. I hope you're well. Today's the 1st of June, so happy new month if you say that. I'm really excited about, you know, June and all that's in store. By the way, my name is Mo Adia. I'm your host on this podcast, so let me get my manners straight. So we are at the 1st of June and it's incredible. Like, when was January? It feels like this year has gone so quickly. We're already literally halfway through, because once June comes, we're halfway through. So we'll talk about some more things to kind of, you know, help you, get your bearings, like do a bit of an evaluation, which I think is always good, just to make sure you're spending your time as God intended. Because one thing I have learned over the past few months, and with something that happened last week for me personally, or the week before, actually, maybe, God, you know, his instruction God gave me, he was like, you can't waste your time. So time is so critical in this time we are in. Time is so, so, so critical. So today we've got a little bit of a different setup as well. What I mean is I'm playing some music in the background because it's very pertinent to what we're going to be speaking about today. And when the Holy Spirit dropped this on my heart, I heard this song, you know, this was what kind of came. So I just really wanted to have, you know, the atmosphere of what's happening and really capture that, basically, because of the importance of what we're speaking about today, and the inspiration. So I'm a prophetic person, so I get revelation from things around me and things that are happening. So what we're going to be talking about today is sort of evolved from, you know, inspiration by the Spirit of God, of just something he put on my heart. And it wasn't even an experience, but anyway, we'll get into that, you know. But I just want to speak over your life. I'm just led to do so because it's the first of the month, and I just pray that it will, you know, the rest of this 2021 will really be something that is fruitful, and you would receive and you would have tangible fruit. And I pray that the fruit that you would receive, and that you would, you know, you would manifest, and the fruit that will come forth from you will truly be the fruit that is of the Spirit of God. And it won't be worldly fruit, but you would be fruitful, and there would be evident fruit in your life, which would be tangible. And it would not only be tangible, it would be clear that it's from the Spirit of God, it's from God. So whatever God needs to do, or whatever needs to happen in your life, whatever you need to accept and whatever you need to be, you know, receive from God to get you to that place, I pray that that will come speedily and quickly in your life this month of June. I pray that this would be a month where you are, I see some of you wearing trainers, like, you know, training shoes to get yourself, you know, together, to get yourself fit. And for some of us, I'm definitely one in the category where it's a time of getting physically fit again. And I believe that's the case for some of you as well, where, you know, with what's happened and, you know, lockdown and, you know, some of your routines have kind of gone out the door. But, you know, in the same way that you are gaining strength again physically in terms of starting to push yourself, run, exercise, do those things, spiritually, I pray that even happens in greater dimensions for you this month, that you start to really just key into the Spirit of God follow and be led by his spirit and, you know, just do what he says, obey, do not waste your time. I pray that you will no longer make emotional decisions that have kept you bound and kept you in things and places that you shouldn't be any longer, or that God has shown you some things. So if you need to, whatever you need to do, you know, to break habits or to change things, I pray that you receive the grace to do so. And, you know, that you would quickly, as you quickly move into your next, you would quickly make changes the Lord has asked you to make in your life, in Jesus' name. Okay, that just happened. So today we're going to be talking about, I won't be before you long, and I believe that's the case here, but we'll see. We're going to be talking about the well. So maybe you've heard from the song we're playing. It says, drink from the well, that won't run dry. By one of my great mentors and one of my boss ladies, because I serve under her as well, you know, Psalmist Rain, and the song is called The Well. And, you know, as the Lord was giving me this topic, I just kept hearing, drink from the well that won't run dry. I would have started singing it right now, but I haven't warmed up and I have not sung for a few weeks. So let's leave that there. But the topic today, what we're talking about, the Lord just said to me, what well are you drinking from? And I was, you know, as I said, I catch revelation in just general life things that happen, you know, and the Lord is just really taking me through a journey in my mind of, you know, the well and what we drink from and where we get, what is our source, you know. I think I was thinking about the river of life, because I often kind of go back to that in my it's something that is revelation that is always, I'm always meditating on it and asking God for more, show me more about what this river of life means, what does it mean, all of those things. And, you know, if you don't know that I'm a musician, psalmist as well, so one of my projects from probably about 2 years ago now, I remember it was like shortly after my birthday or something, which was just a live recording I did. And the Lord, it wasn't even, I can't even describe what it was, because it wasn't planned. We were just really flowing with God and we're like, okay, what comes out of it, we'll see. But he led us to something which birthed something called Your River, which was really about the river of God. And, you know, it was really from something I've been meditating on for a few months, just kind of expounded in that moment, and that's what it became. So, you know, I really, you know, often think about this river of life. God, what is it? Like, what is it? And, you know, the Lord kept on saying, drink from the well that won't run dry. And then as I was just kind of doing something random, the Lord was just saying to me that, you know, what well are people drinking from? You know, he asked me the question, what well am I drinking from? Well, what well are people drinking from? And he began to sort of interpret it to me, or, you know, show it to me from a context of just a very physical perspective. Like, you know, that's just a physical thing, you know. I was probably drinking coffee. This is probably what it was. Maybe I was probably drinking coffee or something. And the Lord was like, you know, this thing you're drinking, coffee, you know, some of us like coffee, right? So that's by the by. But some of us like coffee, and we it helps us as well when we want to, like, you know, we're starting our day and we just need like a pick me up and all of that. And, you know, I think I was kind of thinking, okay, you know, I like coffee and all of that, but, you know, the sort of, sometimes we rely on these things a lot in terms of our body. So I think I was kind of having that conversation with the Lord about, you know, okay, I'm drinking this coffee. And he was like, it's better for you to drink water and stay hydrated. And it's kind of one of those things where I'm trying to drink water more. So it kind of, the whole thought process came from that. And the Lord was like, what well are you drinking from? And let's just compare this to be the physical. You can drink coffee, which will be a pick me up, right? For the moment, and it will give you what you need as a buzz. But, you know, caffeine is a dehydrator. So it's really taking away water from your body, in a sense. I'm not a scientist, but it's dehydrating. So it's not giving you water and hydration. So if you drink too much coffee, some people find that they physically get a headache or whatever. But what it does is, for the moment, as you drink it, it gives you the pick-me-up, in most people anyway. It gives them like the pick-me-up, the boost, right? So you'd find some people, you know, stuff like even, you know, other drinks, heavily caffeinated drinks, I won't mention them on here, right, give people a buzz, a pick-me-up. There are even some pills people have taken with, you know, with caffeine. I remember in university days, because you want to stay awake and study all through the night, and, you know, and sometimes they had adverse effects on people's bodies. But what you found is they would give a buzz. So maybe somebody takes a heavily caffeinated drink and they're able to stay up for 3 hours or 4 hours and study. And then once that wears off, it's like it's gone. And then, you know, their body starts like to get tired and it kicks in again. You know, same thing with coffee, gives you like a bit of a boost. And then, you know, it's kind of a bit of a high. And then you send a slump after it's wear off. Right. So that's in a sense, the Lord was saying, you know, that's a well, that's something people are drinking from. Same thing with something like alcohol. And I think this is what the Lord was really like, you know, people was really highlighting, rather, I didn't finish my statement, but, you know, people like, you know, people that are alcoholics or addicted to alcohol, or even not even addicted, right? Some people like, oh, I just want to relax and chill. I just want a glass of wine. I'm not being critical. I don't drink anyway, but, you know, whatever. They may say, I just want a glass of wine, you know, whatever, you know, and it's usually just to relax. So it's whether it's, you know, alcoholism or whether it's just like in a moment they want a glass of wine, you know, for the end of the day to relax them, whatever the case is, it's giving you a temporary fix. So it's a temporary, just let me just use this to relax me, you know, or you whatever. So they're using that, you know, to get them to chill out. But it's a temporary situation, right? So it's not something that is permanent or good for your body in that sense, but it's a temporary situation. So we've talked about coffee, we've talked about alcohol, right? So those are things that give you temporary fixes. So they're sort of temporary wells, if that makes sense, right? They're wells that run dry. So I told you, I kept hearing this song, Drink From, that's what's playing in the background, Drink From the Well That Won't Run Dry, right? But those, and you know, those are wells that, those two things I've described to you are wells that run dry, because they run dry in the sense that, okay, yeah, you could say that, you know, maybe it runs out, whatever. But when I think of it running dry, it actually dries you out. It might give you what you need as a boost, but it dries you out. Actually, both those things I've given as examples are bodily dehydrators. So in a physical sense, they actually dehydrate your body. So they're not giving you the hydration you need. So in the long term, they're not doing you that good for your body, but they're giving you a very temporary fix. And the Lord was saying to me, that's what happens in the case of, you know, sin, or even when people choose to dip in and out of sin, or, you know, just generally, just like when people are looking for other things, so they're exploring other things, whether or not they're Christian, right? So whether they're looking for something, they're looking for a temporary fix, they need something to fix them, they want something to make them great, they want something where they can feel valued, they're looking for, whether it's sex, whether whatever it is, like it's always a temporary situation. It will never give you the fullness of, it will never be lasting, right? It will never give you the fullness. And even if you continue, people continue to do that, even drugs, whatever it is, it's a continuous cycle of, you know, you need something to get you high and then you come down again. And it's just a moment, and it's fulfilling like a fleshy desire. It's not fixing the problem. So people that maybe use those substances or things they do, excuse me, to fulfill a desire, it's sometimes it's masking, it's not dealing with the root cause of the issue. So people that maybe have dealt with alcoholism or dealing with it or something, I'm just using that as an example, you'd find that maybe they've had, you know, just an example, but maybe a rough childhood, something was missing, something wasn't right. They weren't loved or didn't grow up in a loving, you know, stable home. Or they suffered, you know, a loss in their life that they've not been able to get over. There's usually something, and those substances do not, or acts do not deal with the root cause. So they just sort of give a temporary fix, which over time becomes very detrimental and doesn't even probably even provide anything, right? It gives a temporary fix, and it runs you dry, because it runs you dry, you know, in your body, from a spiritual perspective. It just, like, continuous use of those things run you dry, You know, for instance, if somebody just drinks coffee, and I'm taking coffee because I like it, right? We even have espresso shots on this show. But if somebody continuously just drinks coffee and does not drink any water or do anything that is, you know, good for their life, then it's not going to be, it just is drying, is literally drying you out. And it's, you're constantly dehydrated, which leads to being exhausted and other things and other things. So it's actually drying, you know, those things are actually drying you out, be it physically, be it spiritually, you know, with the things of even alcoholism, all the things of the spirit side behind those things. So it's drying, it's actually drying, you know, one out, is drying you out financially as well, because when people get hooked on things, there's a drain, their money, they, all sorts of things come into their life because doors are open and they're designed to dry you out. The devil's there to kill, steal, and destroy. So when he comes in, you know, through something that sometimes we view as a temporary fix, it actually runs dry. It runs dry because you keep on having to go back to get more and more to, you know, use as a fix, but it also runs the individual dry, runs people dry in their lives, right? So, you know, there's a drink from the well that doesn't run dry. The only well that can never run dry is really the living well. The living well is God. It's only Jesus that, you know, is our source that can never run dry. That is the well that doesn't run dry. And that's the well that we should drink from. Not any other well. So even when people go into like all sorts of demonic acts to get more money or get like, they're all temporary things. They may all be seemingly good and maybe they even last for a long time, i.e., you know, somebody can live sometimes a lifetime of, you know, those things, and, you know, but it's actually running them dry. If you check, it's running them dry. So the Lord's saying, what well are you drinking from? And, you know, to bring it home and closer to we as believers, right? You might not think that, oh, you're doing these extremes, or, you know, they're all of these, you know, all these examples I've given, maybe they're like, it doesn't apply to you. Sometimes we are drinking from the wrong well. We're drinking from something that we view as a temporary solution. So we might be doing something which isn't exactly right, or God will not have us do, because we're trying to, you know, sometimes we're trying to play God in our lives and we're trying to do something that we think this is the well and this is my source, or this is the source of what I'm going to do, you know, or this is the source of how I'm going to, you know, solve this problem. And in fact, what it's doing is that it's running us dry. It runs dry and it's also running us dry. Right. So it could be something that is not, as I say, not as extreme as all those other things. But the moment we start drinking from other wells, like wells that are not of God, or we, you know, whether it's like people are dipping in and out of sin, you know, or whether it's a perpetual sin, or whether it's just something that we're doing that God said, do not do. This is not for you. I don't want you to do this. But we're thinking, ah, God, this is the only way I can solve this problem. This is the only way in my mind I know how to do it. This is what they said. This is what, how everybody else does it, or what, you know, what I know to do. So I'm just going to continue to do this because this is, you know, what this is what it is. Then we're drawing from another source. We're drawing from a source that is not the source that God will have us draw from. And what that does is it runs us dry. You know, it runs us dry sometimes physically, as I said. Sometimes it runs us dry spiritually. I mean, in those cases, it will run us dry spiritually. Sometimes we don't know. So we're engaging in something. God said, don't do this. I don't want you to do this. Or I don't want you, you know, it could be something so small. And, you know, God, the Holy Spirit will minister to you in your life, because we all have different things going on in our lives, but it could be something so small, you know, don't do this. And we keep doing it and thinking, ah, it has no effect. Like, what's the big deal? But what it's actually doing is it's basically, you know, maybe replacing something or giving us a temporary high. And then we are wondering why we're maybe running dry on something. So let me give an example of the Lord just told me right now, because I kind of dealt with this actually in the past couple of days. So I didn't really plan to do much this time we've had off for other reasons. I intentionally didn't plan anything, all of that. But what I found was that I had a couple of days where I just ended up like, just okay, I want to just relax and, you know, watch TV, which I hardly watch. So, and I'm not condemning anything about watching TV. It's just like, I just don't really have the time. Usually, you know, I have quite a busy job, etc. So watching, you know, I just spent, you know, time just chilling out and watching. And I found that I spent more time in those 2 days watching. I had to stop myself today and be like, it's not happening today. But I spent those times in 2 days back to back watching a lot of TV and just, you know, just stuff, just watching, you know, just with a family friend, just watching, you know, this. And nothing like, you know, if something is really, really, you know, doesn't sit with me, I'll leave the room or just, you know, change or whatever. But, you know, I was watching maybe, okay, and maybe a couple of things I won't have chosen to watch, you know, in terms of movies or whatever. So I know as me, as an individual, I'm very visionary. That so I'm careful because I know that about what I watch, because it can affect my dreams or just affect, like, it can just like mess with me a little bit. And then it takes me a while to like get that out of my vision and it just, you know, whatever. So I had like some time like that, and I then went to sleep and I was wondering why my dreams were the way they were, why I was dreaming about certain things or dreaming about what I watched or things like that. And I thought to myself, like, you know, Lord Ender said to me, like, this is because you've exposed yourself to this for a long period of time. So in those 2 days, I found that I exposed myself more to that than even the word of God, in a sense. Like, okay, in the morning, I meditated on the word, but the rest of the hours of the day, I just spent them, you know, doing whatever. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't relax or watch movies or anything, but I spend more time feasting on that. So naturally, because of the way I am, it's like, you know, in my dream life kind of thing. And my dream life to me is very important because, like, I dream a dreamer. So it just was like, okay, I was kind of drinking from those things. You're drinking from another well. So that's obviously interfering with that. So that's an example, just maybe, you know, small example of like, we're drinking from the wrong well. So obviously that's what's manifesting. And that can, and then if one finds that, you know, if you don't catch this early and you're doing this for a long, long period of time, like over and over again, then people start getting wrong information. They think they're hearing from God, but everything is muddled with like carnality and, you know, all sorts of other things, because the enemy tries to come in through any way he can. And then maybe your perception's a little bit down and off, you know, as discerning, because you started drinking from another, too much from another well. So you started allowing your gates, your eye gates, your ear gates to feast on other things. You're drinking from other wells and not enough of the word of God. So what is in you is now all of this stuff from the other well. So the enemy's like, ah, I can latch onto this. Because best believe through movies, music, he does try to come in because some of those things are really inspired by him. So you also have to be discerning. But the more you feast on those things, you know, that sometimes is what opens the door. So the Lord is saying, drink from the well that does not run dry. That's one example I've given you. For all of our lives, they're different things. Sometimes it depends on the way you're wired. But I mean, they're general things, of course, that we all know as believers, but they're things that, you know, might be very specific to you as an individual. And that's why you need to walk with God and walk in the Spirit at all times. That's why we're commanded to do that in the book of Galatians. But the anchor scripture for this specific, like when I was, you know, when the Lord was saying, drink from the well that won't run dry, and I was really meditating on it, he took me to the book of John 4. And we all know about the woman and at the well. So I'm going to read from John 4 to 7 to 15. Let me try and read this. So John 4, 7 to 15 says, a woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, give me a drink. For his disciples had gone into the city to buy food. Then the woman of Samaria said to him, how is it that you being a Jew are asking me, how is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. And Jesus answered her and said to her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. The woman said to him, sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get the living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as his sons and his livestock? Jesus answered and said to her, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst again, but the water I shall give him will become a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. Oh, wow. So that's drinking. So Jesus, this is actually like an exact, like, you know, a well that is here, and the woman's going to fetch water, and, you know, she encounters Jesus, really, you know, and the woman's like, what's this man saying? First of all, he's a Jew. He shouldn't be talking to me, because Jews and Samaritans, you know, had a thing happen, a bit of a rift between them, right? So he's a Jew. He shouldn't be talking to me. And then he's now telling me to get him water. And then, you know, Jesus is not like wanting the water per se. He's just using that as an inroad to have a conversation. And he's saying, this water, yes, it's water that's here, you know, and you will thirst. Yeah, it might quench your thirst for however long, you know, quench your thirst, but you will get thirsty again. So all those wells that we, you know, spoken about, be it whether it's, you know, an addiction, be whether it's, you know, something we're doing that is not right, or we're drinking from another well, or we're mixing, you know, the gospel with other things, because that's another thing, a lot of mixture, or coming up with a gospel that suits our own life. That's a whole other blog post I have to write, actually. But we're doing all these other things. We're drinking from other wells. So sometimes we're, you know, getting sources from other sources. So all these other things will get you thirsty again, and they will run you dry. But he's saying, whoever drinks of this well, right? What the Lord's saying, whoever drinks from this well that I'm going to give you water from will never thirst again. So essentially, this is the well that doesn't run dry, i.e. it's everlasting. The Lord actually says it's everlasting life. So it's everlasting, and it's also a well that does not dry you out. All those other things we talked about dry you out. So they're wells that run dry. You know, so the question for you today is really, what well are you drinking from? It might not be obvious to you. You might be like, oh, I'm a believer, so like, I don't do all these other things you're talking about. But there might be other things. Like I just told you about my example past couple of days and what happened to me and how God was like, this is what's happening, right? So there might be other little things that you're not doing, or you're doing or not doing, and you're finding that you're drinking from a well that you shouldn't be drinking from, you know, whatever it might be. Or you're trying to mix in things and trying to be, even when you're in a situation where you're trying to be the Lord of your life, you're trying to, you know, be run things, you know, trying to be too controlling or being in control, that's drinking from your own self. Self will run you dry. So whatever those things might be, I pray that the Lord will reveal those to you, you know, that you will not be drinking from the wrong well. So the question, you know, I want you to take away and meditate on yourself and ask yourself, which well am I actually drinking from? Like, Lord, show me which well I'm drinking on in my life. Reveal to me, open my eyes so that I can see which well I'm drinking from. Am I drinking from feeding off people's acceptance as a well, right? Am I looking for being accepted by people or acknowledged by people? This is the big thing in our generation, right? Being acknowledged by people, being recognized. Am I using that to fuel me? Yeah, some of those things are good, but is that what's really driving me? Is that the well I'm drinking from? That runs dry, because how fickle are human beings? Like, I don't need to tell you. I'm sure you understand that human beings are generally quite fickle. How quickly does there something change? How quickly am I drinking from the well of using the media as my source to make decisions? Right? That's another thing. And we do that thing so so unconsciously, because we literally feast on it, or we were surrounded so much by the media's opinion, the media's narrative, which you don't realize is a narrative. So we're surrounded so much by this happening, that happening, that we're drinking from the well. Are we drinking from the well of the world? You know, all the things happening. I mean, last year was just such an example of jumping onto different things happening. Oh, this is happening, this is going on, I must speak up, I must do that. Really? You know, God has cultured me. What are really? Are you drinking from the well? Do you just because you find yourself in some sort of position of leadership of some sort, or just because you're responsible for something, what are you using to make those sources and those decisions? What are you using to drive that fuel? What information are you getting? Half of these things, all the things that happen, God reveals them to us often. But sometimes we don't catch it, or he shows us, but we don't quite interpret correctly and all of that. And part of our misinterpretation is because we're also drinking from other wells that don't help us be able to know the voice of God or understand what he's saying clearly. So I just want to leave you with that question. What well are you drinking on? And I'm just going to round up now with praying for you, and we're just going to pray together for a couple of minutes, and then I will let you go, and I'll let you go meditate on this scripture. Meditate, ask the Lord, show me the wells I'm drinking from, Lord. Where am I dehydrated? Why am I dehydrated of your word, of you, of your spirit? What parts of my life have I started drinking from other wells? You know, Lord, show me and help me to overcome this in Jesus' name. So we're just going to pray now. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for this word, for just shining your light on this word, that we know that even these words, Father, that have been spoken, that are your words, which are spirit and life, the Father, Lord, that they will dwell in our hearts, and they would even just be a lot more revelatory in our hearts, that even as we dwell on these words that you've spoken, that light bulbs, things just begin to come on, that we begin to see you in this message, in these words that have been spoken, Lord, that we begin to see you all over it, Lord, and that, you know, wherever in our lives we're drinking from the wrong well, or we have drunk from the wrong well, or we're, you know, in the wrong thing, where we're feeding from the wrong well, where we have been deceived, Lord, where something is going on that is not of you, Father, I just pray for exposure. You said this is a season of exposure that you're bringing, oh God. So I just pray for light to come forth in us. And I pray for everyone who's listening, that Father, as you begin to expose the wells to them and expose the wrong things to them, Father, that you would give them the grace to repent and turn. The repentance is not a dead thing. Repentance is something we need to do as believers, that where we've gone wrong, that you give them the grace to turn and repent from what they're doing, or what they've been doing unknowingly that's a wrong well, that you would give us, Lord, me included, the grace to turn away from wells that are not of you, oh God, to make that change, Lord, to turn, to not just say we would, but to do the action of turning away, Lord. And as we turn, Father, I know that you're leading us, and you will lead us in the right direction, Father, to where you are, to your well, to your river that doesn't run dry, to your river where we will never thirst again, where it's only you, and we're constantly filled with you, to that river of life that is everlasting life, that river of life that is continuously hydrating to our lives, continuously fueling our lives with you, oh God. Thank you for your river that we have access to, Father, Lord, where we are just ankle deep, or where we are knee deep, and we're still, the other part of us is other wells of control, Father, Lord. Let us be immersed completely in your word, oh God. Submerge us, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that we would drink from the well that does not run dry. The well that does not run dry, Lord, let that be our portion, where we have been dried out by wells that are not of you, where we have been dehydrated, oh God. Rambando shadabasi. Father, where we have been dehydrated, oh God, by what is not of you, Father, I just pray for hydration of akarabashiterebosa, from the well that is everlasting life, from the well that gives everlasting life, oh God. Let that be our portion in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you so much for this time in your presence. We thank you, Lord, that this month, Father, Lord, I pray for everybody who's been struggling from January to May and to this month, beginning of June, that they will no longer be struggling, Lord, because they have relied on the wrong well, because they have tried to do things in their own strength, because they have tried to hold on to things, Lord, or they have just been there, Father, Lord. I just pray, Father, Lord, that your water fills their life, that your water that gives everlasting life begins to manifest in their life, Father, Lord. And I just pray for a turnaround, and that they will make up for lost time in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord, that we will continuously drink from the well that does not run dry. Hallelujah. Ah, bless you, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So, people of God, thank you so much for listening. I pray that you were blessed as I was, for sure. Even if this was just for me, I've been blessed. I've been blessed so much. But if you were blessed, please do share with a friend. you know, we really want to, this is all about getting the gospel out. So share it with a friend, share it with a friend, a friend, I was going to say a foe, share it with somebody, just share it with somebody or some people or in your groups or whatever, just to really, you know, just to help people begin to know that there is a well that doesn't run dry. Believer, non-believer, share with them and let them be blessed in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for listening. I love you all. Take care and God bless. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope this episode blessed you. If so, why not share it with a friend or two or three or four, and make sure you subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to. Feel free to also comment, share some feedback, etc. You can also follow us on social media. We're on all the major platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. On Instagram, we are Idea Talks Community. Everywhere else, we are Idea Talks. You can also head to our website, ideatalks.com. We have some great resources on there, again, about helping you just live your best life. So I encourage you to check that out. We have amazing things on there, so many wonderful things to come. Join our mailing list, etc. Take care and God bless you.